This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, two of the books, one to go. Final hour of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Tuesday in the big city. Barry, Nick, Joel, as we hope to give you some entertainment and levity throughout your broadcast day as you roll along trying to make it through this pandemic time in the big city of Houston. Nicholas, long day for you today. How are the shows doing?
It's good. Short day, actually. Just doing the suspects. Back for a long day tomorrow.
Oh, long day is tomorrow. So yes, you got to get up early tomorrow?
Get it together.
It's kind of a weird
this
dynamic.
This coming from a guy doing shows in his underwear with no shirt on.
I know. You haven't left. I feel like he hasn't left that seat in 2 weeks. Like, same boxers and everything.
Well, you know by now his ass cheeks are stuck to the seat.
No.
Just sitting there eating ice cream. That low-calorie ice cream that thinks is going to not make him fat. You know, that's that Halo Top ice cream.
Have you had the running shoes on more than once, Barry?
I went for a run one day and a walk the other.
Oh.
Yeah.
Power walking or just regular?
The wife wanted to get out and go for a walk, so I decided yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. All right. So final hour of the show. The floor is yours to drop the P word as many times as you'd like between now and four. I did hear you practicing your best AJ by burping as loud as you could during breaks, so I know that you're probably consuming beverages again.
No, I haven't started drinking yet. I probably will, at the next break, go get me a Crown and diet, though.
Jeez. All right.
What?
Yeah.
Listen, I'm out of beer, and which is going to make it really hard to mow. Because one of my favorite things to do is to get on the riding lawnmower with a beer and just mow. And it's nice. And this is going to be a weird – I'm going to look weird out there with a tumbler full of Crown. Mowing.
Yeah, I saw – I think it was John Parker said that he's so bored that he's like trying to be like the groundskeeper at a major league facility. He decided to cut the grass to go against the grain today to try and put a different pattern in it. I mean
– well, since you brought it up, lawn talk.
Oh, boy.
What? It is time to fertilize, fellas. Son of a...
Thank you, Nick. Appreciate it.
Hate you. Get your fertilizer down. Slow release fertilizer time, boys. Shut up.
Oh, boy.
Just shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Just don't need all that. By the way, did you see this? I don't
know.
There's going to... Just like Juggalo Trey did with the NASCAR, NBA is wrapping up details on having a 2K tourney. In which each team will have one representative. Kevin Durant, Spider Mitchell, they're all rumored to be representing their squads and ready to play. They will obviously do it live online, and I'm sure that they will have a lot of NBA geeks that will be watching it as, you know, attend. I don't get into all that much. That's not a big deal to me, but I guess people are clamoring for anything basketball. They're waiting for this.
Yeah, I still haven't gotten into watching people play video games. Now, I will say there's a lot of people that record their play, which comes in handy because I'm playing Wolfenstein 2. And when you can't get past a level, there's nothing greater than to just be able to hop onto YouTube and see how somebody does and then go, oh, and then I'll just do that and get past that level and keep moving.
What's a Wolfenstein? A German wolf?
I don't know. It's just the name of the game. It used to be way back in the day. I want to say 81, maybe 83-ish. But there was a game that was released called Castle Wolfenstein. And it was almost like Atari, kind of like cheap looking. And you had to do all the, you know, basic video game stuff that was available in the 80s where it was very linear. But they just kept redoing the franchise, and now it's a good game. I just played Wolfenstein The New Order, and now I'm playing Wolfenstein The New Colossus. It's fun. You should play it, Joel, on your Sega.
No, I've done my part for you this week. I did what I was asked to do, and I did my homework on Netflix, and I think that I've done everything that I need to do for this week.
Do you have a video gaming system currently?
I do not.
Oh, you don't even own one?
No.
What are you, an adult? Jeez.
I am, with two kids. Yep.
Me and Nick, though, we got our video games like a bunch of children.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt about it. And basically, I think that in a lot of people's feelings, you guys are still grown-ass children. Yep.
Do you play still, Nick, or no? You just...
Occasionally, I've played the latest NBA 2K on Xbox. That wasn't that bad. And then I played Call of Duty for a little bit.
Okay.
The old one, Modern Warfare 2.
You know what would be cool is if they had a play-in tournament for fans and players. So if they could get, you know, like they're going to have KD play Spider Mitchell. If they could get like 8 NBA players, right, to play a playoff style, maybe even do best of 7 or best of 5, best of 3, whatever. And then let the winner of the players bracket play the top 8 from the fan bracket. That would be kind of cool.
The other thing that you could implement into that, which would be really interesting, because obviously players still have enough time to play a lot, and a lot of them are very good, but then put them up against their NBA gaming counterparts. So KD might be the best on the Nets, but the Nets gaming team has, you know, a dude that has some nickname like, you know, Sniper or whatever, and then to have those two play and see how he would fare. That would be cool.
Like my idea of letting the fans play. You just had to one-up it with the e-game.
No, I think you can do all three. Cool. You could do all three because maybe, you know what, like when they do these tryout camps and one in a million, but sometimes they find that diamond in the rough that ends up in the G League or maybe on the end of an NBA bench. To your idea, you could have Joe Blow off the street that beats Kevin Durant and gives Sniper a run for his money or whatever the gamer's name is.
Sniper.
And the next thing you know, Snipe says, hey, why don't you play
Ninja.
Well, that too. And put you know, he makes a roster somehow.
Yeah, that would be kind of cool if you got an e-gaming job just from beating Kevin Durant.
And before you know it, it's a 30 for 30. How the guy came from rags to riches, getting the bitches by playing video games during the coronavirus. Yeah.
You had me until the end there. Then it got weird.
Someone sent me a message and said, by the way, that Nick was correct. It is about the final season of the Bulls 6 championships.
The
ESPN doc on the Bulls and Jordan. So
okay,
it's still going to be a good series, regardless.
Oh yeah, I look forward to it for sure.
But I think it's just if it's focusing on that, it doesn't mean it's just about that. There's probably going to be other like counterparts and other parts that they'll include. I mean, they have to give some sort of history lesson if they're going to put together a Michael Jordan documentary.
Yeah,
you would think. Yeah, you got to go back in time a little bit, right?
I mean, I'd like to think they would. I mean, it always makes sense. I mean, in most documentaries, you go back to how things all started. So, I mean, there were so many things that led up to that 6 championship too, right? Wasn't it? Was the death of his father before then, Joel? Or after then?
I thought it was five. I could be wrong.
Yeah, so, I mean, there was things that happened. Like, when he took a year
The second three-peat somewhere, and I don't know which one of the three, but the second three-peat involved the death of his father.
The what?
The second three-peat.
Of the two three-peats, because remember, he played baseball.
Yeah, it was 93. That's why he took a year and a half. It was July 23rd, 1993. So that's why he took a year and a half off. So it was that season, 93-94 season, and then a bit of the 94-95 season. He came back in the second half of the 94-95 season. And then the following season is when he began the second three-peat. So it was clearly because of his dad. I'm pretty sure it was because of his dad.
Yeah, that man had, I mean, literally, that's another one. And I wonder if they'll even get into any of that part of it, because there's a bunch of untold stuff there.
I don't see how they leave that part out.
I mean, because Jordan is that guy that if he says no, you're just supposed to, you know, other people you would keep pressing. A lot of people just would say, no, okay, we won't do it. But, you know, because there's a lot behind that in which people have always said that the reason why Michael Jordan's dad was killed was because of gambling debts, was because his dad was a gambler.
I heard that. Do you believe that? Do you?
I think I don't. Let me put it this way: I'm not going to dispel it. I believe that there's some reason to think that there might be something to it, simply because they were both big gamblers. Once Michael had the money, Dad started. You know, Dad was free to go and gamble and do whatever he did. You got to believe, because I know some of the amounts that these guys, whether they were playing golf or I've seen them at the different casinos, the amount of money that they're gambling with, I could see how there's a pretty, you know, you could ring up some debt. I've been with Charles. I've told you guys before. I've been with Charles, you know, multiple times when he's lost between $1 million and $2 million. So I know the kind of money that's being thrown around. And you realize, like, you can't throw your, what do you call it, the hitmen of Vegas. You can't go break someone's leg or do something when it's Michael Jordan. So the next best thing to get to him would be to go after his family members.
Well, but let me ask you this, though. What kind of gambling debt could he have accrued that he couldn't afford to pay? Like, he's Michael Jordan. He's just printing money with those shoes. How is there a debt he couldn't get out of? Now, maybe his dad got into debt and was too proud to ask Jordan for it. I don't know. But Jordan getting in financial trouble doesn't make sense to me.
Absolutely good point.
Because if it's like, we're going to kill your dad if you don't pay us, he's going to pay.
No, good point. But here's the other thing, because I think you bring up two very interesting scenarios. One, it could be the dad that got into debt, right, and didn't want to tell Michael about it and wasn't going to pay. And two, you know how stubborn athletes are. We've heard about, like, guys that owe, you know, a ton of money on the plane gambling and they don't want to pay. And then in the case of, like, Tony Allen, who knocked out O.J. Mayo because he hadn't paid his debts. Like, a lot of these guys are like, yeah, cool, but BS, I ain't paying it. Really? Well, on the plane, you get punched. In real life, you know, you face other scenarios.
Yeah, but I don't – I mean, I'm not going to sit here and tell you I know or don't know, but I would have to believe that somebody goes to him and says, listen, Michael, we're serious. If you don't pay, we're going to hurt your family. We're going to hurt your dad. Yeah. We're going to hurt somebody. You need to just go ahead and pay us because we're tired of messing with you.
Through a messenger, he probably pays. Even like when they're going to the bus or whatever, somebody, whether they grab his security guard or otherwise, goes, look, bro, we got to talk to you. Mike's old man in for a pretty penny. And if you don't pay it, we're going to have to take care of it our way. So I got a question from my brother-in-law for you guys that I'll throw out now and see what your answer is on the other side of the break. He says, "What? Speaking of 30 for 30s, what is the Houston-based 30 for 30 that has yet to be told? Don't answer now. Think about it. What do you think the 30 for 30 Houston-based should be? And we can discuss that on the other side. Before we go to the break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. Look, a lot of people going through a lot of stuff right now, and obviously with self-quarantining, social distancing, and all those different things, there's time for you to kind of do some things around the house, take care of some business, maybe fix some repairs that need to be done. Well, Fitz Roofing is here to help, because not only are they a trustworthy roofer, because they know what you need and how to help you, but they're now offering free minor repairs during this crazy time. So all you got to do is call Fitz Roofing at 832-521-3001, and they're going to come out and see what you need done. If it is deemed by them a minor repair and they have time on their hands to do these kind of things, they can hook you up and it's not going to cost you anything. It's just a way that Fitz Roofing is giving back. They're a roofer you can trust, making a difference while serving one home at a time. For more information, go online to fitzroofing.com. That's FITZroofing.com. Or again, call them 832-521-3001. They're going to take care of you. They're locally owned and operated, and they have the best rating in the business. Check them out. Tell them I sent you by Fitz Roofing at fitzroofing.com.
G'day, Sam Windsor from the Houston Sabercats here. Rugby's simple. Make tackles, hit rucks, score tries. Almost as simple as using the app. Stream ESPN 97.5 from anywhere, even down under.
You're going on a trip, but where are you going to stay? How much will it cost? Well, it'll cost less by booking on besthotelrates.com. Go to besthotelrates.com, enter your email address, and start shopping for your next hotel room. Besthotelrates.com, it's in the name.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Back on the Usual Suspects, rolling through the final hour of the show. It's Nick, Barry, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. And thanks to my brother-in-law, my man Michael, listening in California. He threw it out
to me, Michael?
On Twitter. Mike, what's up? At CoffeeDad11. He asked me about what is the Houston-based 30 for 30 that needs to be told, and I pass it on to you guys. I will tell you that I responded, and I said, Bill O'Brien, the debacle and diatribes of a man with too much power. That would be
really
my answer. Again, okay. Do you not want the behind the scenes so you can hear from Big Cal when he didn't talk publicly and everybody that allowed Bill to get as big and bubble-headed as he is?
I don't see how you do that over the Astros cheating scandal, but okay.
Well, there's your answer then. Well, just, you know what? Feel free to all of us have our own opinion. I'll go Bill O'Brien. You go Astros cheating scandal.
Okay, because I think that's going to be for sure a 30 for 30. Now, you could do, you know, are you going to do a 30 for 30 where it incorporates the championship year or the whole thing, the leading up to it, but I think the dynamic of the clubhouse and was Alex Cora and what's his name? Carlos Beltran.
Beltran.
Were really pressuring young guys into doing it. How involved was everybody? What, you know, you get the behind the scenes with former staff members, and I think it would be fascinating to watch that 30 for 30. We know what's going on at Kirby. It's just a bunch of idiots. So it's that's not a 30 for 30.
Kibosh mine. I give you credit for
these guys.
You don't have to kibosh mine. That's not fair.
I'm not kiboshing
because
yours.
Here's the thing.
Listen, I wasn't kiboshing them, Joel. I was just taking a shot at the Texans. That's it.
Wouldn't you like to hear from Phil, the janitor down the hall, that overheard the argument and everybody allowing Bill to be the biggest idiot in the room and then him shaking his head going home going, how could they possibly do this?
I know you want me to go, yes, that's great. No,
I just want to hear, like, from the player's perspective, Cal McNair's perspective, like, how they reacted to all these boneheaded moves.
Okay. Nick, what's yours?
I had to look up the name, but the vet and the doctor that did the, since we're in documentary mode here in coronavirus, the vet and the doctor that had a murder for hire plot for each of their exes here in Houston, they had a minisode about it. One of them jumped off a balcony and killed herself after the charges came up. Her name was Valerie.
Oh, right. Valerie that was McDaniel. In Montrose. Yep. Yeah.
Oh, there's a minisode that's only like 6 minutes that's already out, but I want like a whole in-depth 1 hour, maybe even 2 or 3 episode documentary behind that, because it was literally a murder for hire for both of their exes, like each of their exes.
Oh, you went non-sports, but 30
for
30s
are sports,
right?
Yeah, that's more like Dateline.
Oh, it had to be sports, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe the Chris Paul, James Harden relationship.
Oh, that's not bad.
Ooh.
And how Chris Paul might have left because of James Harden, or was forced out perhaps because of the trade.
Yeah.
That's probably a sports one I'd like. I thought yours would be Joel Osteen for sure, Barry. A behind-the-scenes look at Joel Osteen.
Now, if we're going non-sports, yeah, for sure. It's the behind-the-scenes at why in the hell Lakewood didn't open right away. For sure.
Yeah, did you see that?
You're going to get Salisbury on there and all that.
Yep.
That's going to be great.
Did you see, by the way, that services were canceled, but then to kind of make up for all that or try to attempt to make up for all that they were doing free testing at the church?
Oh, really?
This week? Yeah, and he was all proud of that. It was like, Joel, people don't forget that quickly. Nice try, but all the testing in the world isn't going to forgive you for not letting people shelter in place at the church when their houses were being flooded.
Yeah, I wanna be able to get past that, but I can't. I was thinking about, because I do have such disdain for religious leaders like him, I was thinking about having somebody on from his church that's a supporter of his to talk to, like, one night when I do these little nightly chats or whatever. But I want to bring in my buddy who is he's very heavy into the church, and, you know, but he's like kind of anti Joel Osteen. Like, he's anti big church, but he's very much into, you know, local small churches doing the right thing. So I would like to get the different perspectives from them, because I know for me personally, I don't think I would ever get over or forgive Joel Osteen for what he did. Just not
you have too much material. People are gonna defend if you forgave him, then you wouldn't have as much material to use.
Well, I don't mind that. I mean, it's all about doing the right thing. Because he obviously didn't, and that's one of those things, man. When the city needed him, they had excuses instead of action. I mean, Mattress Mack didn't make any excuses. You know,
still isn't.
There was no questions asked. Yeah, there was no questions asked. There wasn't a waiting on a FEMA check. Or, oh, well, we had water in the bottom. Well, it's a two-story stadium, so I don't want to hear it. That never made any sense to me, so. And save your text. I don't care.
Actually, how about Rex Chapman? Isn't he doing a documentary, or is one supposed to come out?
They just did a.
That should be good.
SportsCenter deal on him about people don't. It's kind of like Calvin Murphy. People don't realize Calvin Murphy, the basketball player, is a Hall of Famer. They just know him as the crazy suited guy on TV. Rex Chapman, people don't realize, was like a dunk, great, really good NBA player, great college player. Dunk champion that could absolutely fly for a white guy, and then hit rock bottom. And ESPN did an interview with him this last week.
Oh, E60. It came out on Friday, March 27th.
It's an E60. Really good. Yep.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
Because now he's known for Block Charge on Twitter. Mm-hmm. Just fantastic content on Twitter. Couple
tidbits
for you guys. I wonder
where him and Derek Lewis get their stuff ahead of everybody else, because it seems like they always have it before anyone else.
I'm not sure, but it's fantastic. And then everybody else retweets it too. So, very cool. Just news out of that will affect the NBA, whether you read between the lines or not. The city of Toronto has banned all public events until June 30th. Now, making it the longest time with a self-imposed no gathering of any city in the world right now, 90 days. They're not doing anything till June 30th. That will obviously affect the Toronto Raptors if they plan on playing home games before June 30th.
This is becoming this contest. Go ahead.
And here's the other big one. According to Jim Acosta of CNN, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has issued a statewide executive order requiring all Texans to minimize non-essential gatherings and in-person contact with people who are not in the same household. So there goes your gatherings at the park and friends getting together for the bike rides and things. That's going to be put on hold.
You dumb idiots. You shouldn't have been doing that anyways.
It's just becoming this pissing contest. Now that when one new date is released, some other county or governor or someone comes out and says, well, we're ours is all the way 12 days past that date because we're bougie and special.
Oh, really? June 20th. June 2020. Okay. You know what? How about December 2030? What? Beat that. Yeah, dude.
When the order came down for Forbidden Harris County, Jersey Village expanded theirs 12 more days. I'm like, oh, that's where Barry gets all his bouginess. That's where they expanded it. But everybody's doing it on their own peril. So it's I feel like everybody just wants to expand 10 or 12 days just for the sake of it.
I would just be good if they could come up with a uniform date for the whole state or the whole country. Just
Barry?
Across the board. But I know at different places it's worse. Montgomery County's not bad. Why make us stay shut in just because Fort Bend and Harris can't?
Yeah, you only got an old folks home that's got 12 cases that popped up all at the same place. That's not a hot.
That's
spot.
All 12 cases in the county. I don't know if that's
right.
True.
Would they be the cowards of the county? No. Okay.
Oh my God, I hate you.
We've got a half hour to go on the show. 30 minutes on the clock when we come back. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects. ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through. Final half hour of the show starts now. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5. I always tell you at this portion of the program that we take you till 4, Blitz takes you till 7. If you missed any portion of today's show, ESPN975.com. Click on the show tab for the usual suspects at the top of the page. The menu comes down. You click on the hours you missed. And then while you're back on the front page, you follow the instructions. You download the app. You take us anywhere, everywhere, and you never miss another ESPN
show. Do it.
God, you guys are getting good at that.
I was
It's only taken 3 years.
I anticipated the delay. That's why it sounded so good. I was like, you know what? I know that there's always a delay, so I'm going to get this in as he's talking.
That's nice.
Yeah, no, it was. I was trying to do my part.
Okay, it's about time.
Boy,
the ceiling is the roof.
There's no winning with you. It's you just you really are like
there's
a work
winning
wife.
With me because tomorrow's way back Wednesday.
Oh boy,
gonna dominate as usual.
Are we
huge.
Going with a theme? Are we going with songs from 1995?
I'm okay with that. I don't know why Joel's complicating everything. I'm okay with
that. I didn't complicate anything. We had a whole show to determine this, but if that's the way you bitches want to go, then we'll go that way.
So I'm guessing Nick's all on board because he's already sent his list.
No, I really haven't. I haven't made. I was going to say, like, it was a weird thing, but like maybe like sound. I don't know if documentaries have soundtracks, though, but like soundtracks from documentaries just because everybody's watching Netflix so much or just, you know, but.
Dude, you're just so enamored by the soundtrack from Tiger King.
Yeah, dude. Or Joe Exotic themed Way Back Wednesday. I'd be totally cool with that.
Have you ordered your Joe Exotic CD online?
But does he have 24 songs?
He's got two different albums out, doesn't he? Don't they sell them at the gift shop?
I'm down with the Joe Exotic theme.
Even though he didn't sing them, it's like Milli Vanilli.
That voice was too good.
Yeah. Do we really want to go... All?
Not really.
Yeah. I don't know about that.
I could just do it for my hour if you want.
Besides, it's not... are they 10 years old?
I don't know. I was just going to look that up right now.
Yeah, don't... I don't think so. When did they say how old those recordings were?
I'm looking for it now.
Everybody talking about how he didn't sing them, and it was all state. And someone even found out who the actual band was that recorded them. And
oh no,
yeah,
that's a little much. I don't care that much to be
really
honest.
Really,
yeah.
But if Nick wants the original cuts, that's the way to get them.
That's true. Well, he, but they said he didn't even write them, which was very disappointing.
Yeah, that's what it says. They said that he didn't write them or. He did not sing any lead on any of the songs. So
damn. So he didn't write "Here, Kitty, Kitty." Because it felt like he would have wrote that.
Me too. That's what I said last time. I figured just because of all the information he knew on Carole Baskin at the time.
Right. Yeah. Well,
she still did it in my mind. So there you go.
Allegedly.
No, I just think she's guilty of sin.
You think she did it?
I think she is too, man. She's too damn calm. Now maybe that's how some people cope. But that's just she's way too calm about all the questions that they had for her, and she had an answer for everything. So
yeah, she did seem a little lackadaisical, like I don't know. She seemed too what's it called? She seemed too self-assured about it, or not? No, I shouldn't say self-assured. She didn't seem upset enough for me.
I would agree with that. Yeah.
Maybe because she's already grieved, but I just felt like she wasn't sad at all about it. So, I don't know.
I'm with you on that. Yep. Anything else you want to get to, Mr. Laminack?
Nope.
Any interactions with text messages, Twitter?
Oh, yeah. My bad.
Oh, hey, Barry, how's it going?
Let's do these text messages. Somebody said, well, because we were doing the 30 for 30, somebody wanted to say the Oilers and the Astrodome, a 30 for 30.
Okay.
I feel like there's been a 30 for 30 on the Bills collapse, right? And then there was the 30 for 30 on the Bud, not Bud Adams, the Kevin Gilbride Oilers.
And, and Buddy Ryan.
Yes, yep. Buddy Ryan. That Oilers team, there was a 30 for 30, right? Because that was the big collapse when they should have, people felt like they were the best team in football and didn't do anything.
I think you're right, yep.
Yeah, so that's a pretty good one. Somebody said Rockets Game 7 versus Warriors, 30 for 30 on the brink. That's not a bad one. That's the Chris Paul hamstring away from winning it all.
Nothing like the no beef conflict between Chris Paul and James Harden, though. Maybe they tie it in. Yeah.
Somebody said, I heard today that Billy Graham's son set up a temporary hospital in New York City, so maybe they're not all turds. Good point. I'm not suggesting that they're all turds. I'm suggesting that the ones that act like turds are turds. How about that?
And turds still help sometimes. Like if they're rich and they're turds, they'll spend some money and help. Doesn't mean they're not a turd, right?
Yeah.
Would you agree? I mean, they're good for doing that, but they're still a turd.
Yep.
That's true. Yep.
Like A-Rod would be a good person for donating right now, but he's still a cheater. Isn't that safe?
And he's still a turd. You're right.
Facts.
No doubt about it. What else you got, Barry?
Then the last one, this was the most important one. That's why I saved it. Hey, Barry, what fertilizer do you recommend I put on St. Augustine lawn at this time?
Jeez.
I would go nitrofol. I got to make sure I get it in. Well, since nobody sponsors me, you're not going to get a brand. Just use a slow-release fertilizer. How about that? Once you guys can get someone to sponsor Lawn Talk, then I'll give stuff out.
Wait a minute, you're always rattling off brands and...
I know, but don't you think... don't you think I should be getting paid for my services? If I'm out here making all these products, all this money by telling people what to go buy, shouldn't I be reaping the benefits from that?
I mean, you should. But
that's
there's
our
a lot
business.
Of things
that's what
that
we do,
should
right?
be doing that we're not, but we're still
no, that's true.
Patiently
okay.
pressing
go get,
forward.
Go get Nitrofos Sweet Green. It's an all-organic. It'll really pretty up your lawn if you want an organic.
Sounds
if
like
not,
a weed strain.
Sweet
Nitrofos
green?
What? Sweet Green?
Nitrofos Sweet Green. It's all organic. It's a little more expensive, but damn, it makes your yard look good.
What you got? What you got over there, man? I got some sweet green dogs. You don't even know.
Yeah. I got that Nitrofos money. I got that Nitrofos money.
Got that sweet green.
God.
Are we all on board with this 1995 so I can set my list?
I guess so.
No, I like 96.
You son of a bitch.
What do you think, Joel?
I'm thinking about it. I mean,
no, like there's so many good songs, guys. You're gonna be fine. I promise.
Bitty Bitty Bop is actually Lisa plays Bitty Bitty Bop for Taylor and for Madison, and both of them enjoy it.
Really?
Yep.
Is that what you're going with?
No.
Oh,
I'm not a Selena expert. But boy, I got an audience right now, and she is dying to chime in. She's smiling that her name was mentioned. She knows that she likes Bitty Bitty Bop. It's not a mistake, but I said, okay, you can come in for the final half hour with Daddy, and she's patiently sitting in her chair, but she is chomping at the bit to get going on something.
Get her on the mic.
See, I cringe at that because
why?
God knows what you would ask her.
Definitely get her on the mic. Let Uncle Barry ask her some questions.
No, Taylor, you don't want to. You like Nick, but you don't want to talk to Uncle Barry, do you? Yeah, she said no.
Oh, you're lying. Taylor, who's your favorite? Is it Mommy or Daddy?
Can you? What'd you say? Oh, there you go, Daddy. Good answer.
Oh, Dad's right there. Dad's right there. She's smart.
She said Mommy first, yeah. And I said, "What'd you say?" And she said, "Daddy." She can hear you.
That's outstanding. She changed her answer. She's like, Mommy, huh? What? Oh, Daddy? Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
it's okay,
so the
Taylor.
Other day when she was allowed to, when we let her say goodbye, she was so fired up by that. She was so ticked off yesterday. I was telling Nick before the show. She was so mad yesterday when I walked out of the office and she's like, Daddy, are you done? And I said, yeah. And she goes, you didn't let me talk to Nick and say goodbye? And I was like, no. And she got the pouty face, and she stomped her feet. She was walking away.
She stomped
one
her
day,
feet.
And she was hooked. Yeah, she was stomping them puppies on the
wait,
hard on the
tell
floor.
Nick goodbye. I'm here too.
Yeah. Well, so Nick promised her candy. He's kind of on the in right now.
Okay, I get that. That's the only way Nick can get people to like him. He has to bribe them.
Not true. She just don't like fat guys. She don't want to interact with fat people like you. That's why.
With fat people? Oh, I'm sorry. Who's the fattest one? Because
you just look like a giant.
Who's the one with
you just
the
look
big,
like a giant
arm?
And you just scare the child and you just, you know.
You're shaped like a light bulb with a big fat arm. Who's the what now?
The left arm's big, not the right.
Yeah,
okay,
and
so
you're
not
fatter
both.
Than
they're
Joel. So, that says a lot.
Okay. Really? Well, we'll see when we all get together after this coronavirus.
Oh, my God, guys. I'm so fat right now.
I gained like 5 pounds. I'm not like...
I've gained 7.
Really? I've gained 5. I've weighed myself. Yes. I've literally gained 5 pounds. But it's not that bad. I mean, I'm not eating too much.
Oh. I'm eating it all.
You're eating a lot of – what are you eating?
I'm eating everything in the house. I had to restock the Oreos. It's – and then it's – you know, normally – most normal people will eat what? How many – if you sit down with some Oreos, how many Oreos do you eat, Nick?
15 at the very minimum.
A row.
Yeah.
Okay.
At the minimum, right?
Oh, okay.
Right?
Good. Yeah. I thought I was the only one that would eat a whole row.
Oh, yeah. Oreos. I would definitely eat an entire row. No problem at
all. Okay. I don't feel like such a fat ass then, because I was like, damn, I'll sit down and eat a whole row of Oreos like it's nothing. And if you don't stop me, I'll eat the whole bag. I'll eat the whole box.
I'm bad about those handy snacks. You know, those cheese cracker like handy snacks where they used to put like a little red stick in it and like, well, that sounded bad, but like a red like, you know,
like that red stick, huh?
What? Okay.
Put that. Did you put the whole red stick in your mouth?
I was kind of angry that they've removed the red stick from the packaging. I'm not.
Wait, what?
Yeah, can you believe that?
How are you supposed to get the cheese on the cracker?
That's what I'm saying. I am so bitter about this. This happened back in 17, so obviously or 18, and I read about it, and their excuse was for the environment. You know, to save the. I'm like BS. It was to save money because you can't have handy snacks without the red stick.
I don't understand because how – what are we, like Neanderthals? Are we cave people now where we just smear it on with our finger?
I was furious when I found that out. You know what I'm talking about, Joel, those handy snacks?
Yo, for sure, yeah.
Yeah.
This is kind of like great. Starbucks eliminating straws, right? They're just trying to be conservationists now.
Yeah, being in Cali and Las Vegas, dude, I don't like the – I mean – it's just a different experience. I sound like I'm being bougie, but the paper lids and the paper straw, I'm just not a fan of. I just don't like them. I feel like the cup is disintegrating right in front of me. Nothing leaks. Like, they do a pretty good job about it. I just don't like the paper straws or the paper lids.
The paper straws are awful because when you go to the Astros, they have those now. When in the media room, they don't have regular straws. They have the paper straws. And about halfway through your drink, it's just a mess. It doesn't work for me. I mean, listen, I love turtles, but I also love to be able to drink my drink normally.
I'm with you because at our gym, they decided to do that. And literally, by the time you finish the smoothie, the straw has a crack in it. And it's like almost self-destructing every single time. I'm like, okay, the paper straw thing is just not a good idea.
They hate it over there, too. Like, every time when I went to Cali and Vegas, they were like, I hate the paper straw. They don't like it either.
Hey, Joel, that was a good try, but I beat you by like 3 minutes, bud.
Y'all both have y'all's list in?
Yeah.
I didn't see yours in yet.
Yeah. Check the timestamp, homie.
Y'all are some cheating ass.
Oh, you know what the timestamp was? I sent mine at 3:44, got his at 3:45. Ooh! Oh!
He got
one
you.
Minute, Joel. Ooh!
No, wait a minute. Mm-hmm. But there's no problem, Barry, because there's not a single repeat for either one of
no
them.
No duplicate?
Really?
Boom! So now they're both in. It's on you, Sharara.
Look at us. No, I did
That's
have Montel
synergy.
Jordan. You got the Montel Jordan. But otherwise, yeah, boy, we did good. One. Look at us.
Yeah, I got one.
That's it. Boy.
Sorry, Nick.
You're screwed, yeah. Nick.
You're really screwed.
Nick's like, wait, you guys really did your list?
Not as easy as we thought.
What were you? What you think we were doing?
I'll find something.
You can
okay,
do.
Good luck to
you. Hey, the Rednecks, Cotton Eye Joe is still available.
There you go. I'll get that. At the producer, Nick, if you want to throw some suggestions out there, I'll just, you know,
CBB?
Copy and paste it from Twitter.
Didn't Chumbawamba have their breakout album in 95?
Blue was 98, so I was like,
dang. Oh, Melissa Etheridge is still available, as is Stevie B's Dream About You. So, you know, there's still plenty.
Terrible.
Oh, Nick, Stevie B is your guy. Yeah, Shaggy Boombastic, that's one of
your
favorites.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You're good.
I actually
you'll
like
be
that
fine.
Song.
Real McCoy.
Mr. Lover, Lover.
Another perfect one for you. Real McCoy is your band, I can tell. We got one segment to go. We'll put a bow on it next. Don't go anywhere. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
This is the Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sharara.
Final segment of the suspects. ESPN 97.5, Barry Nick and Joel on a Tuesday. Way back Wednesday, Barry and I's lists are in. Nick's still to come. Songs from either 1995 or Selena. How about that? Oh. Nick, you can just do a full list of Selena.
There Not a go. Bad idea.
And then Joel did you dirty and took Hootie and the Blowfish, bro.
But I already told him there's three more he can have.
See, that's not right. It's not right at all.
Did you dirty? Been,
okay, Barry. Go ahead. Did you want a ladle or just a stick to stir the pot?
Hey, so our stat guy on COVID-19, the real D Green, sent us another tweet about 6 minutes ago.
Good dude.
And
yep.
Yeah, and what's crazy is it shows the history of cases in the U.S. dating back to January. I'm going to zoom in here on my phone. January 22nd, there was one case. So can you imagine you're the one person in the entire country that has the coronavirus? Then you fast forward from January to February 22nd, there was 15 cases. So when you go from 1 to 15 in a month, right? Now, obviously, testing is – it wasn't ramped up or anything. But then knowing that from February 22nd to March 22nd, we went from 15 to 33,404 cases. And then from that point, March 22nd to yesterday, you go from 33,000 to 163,500 in 8 days. It's just crazy.
Now
some of it is infections and some of it was lack of testing.
I was going to say, the other thing is we got to keep in mind the fact that, you know, numbers are going up at a rapid rate because testing is also readily available when it wasn't, when all these first numbers were coming out.
Yeah, well, that's a big part of it is the lack of testing. And you know, now that tests are available and the results are coming back, obviously your numbers are going to go up. But it had to start with one person. I mean, now I'm not saying that one person started the whole thing because –
Didn't they say it started with animals?
No. I'm saying in the U.S. There was one person. Yeah, yeah. At one point, there was only one person in the entire United States that had it. And then, you know, people travel, so there's multiple people. It wasn't like it spread because of the one person. But it's just crazy that there was one person on record January 22nd with coronavirus. And now there is 163,539 confirmed cases as of yesterday. That's just insane to me in 2 months.
As we speak, Judge Lena Hidalgo is on with a live press conference to let everyone know what I just told you guys and retweeted. Harris County extending the stay-at-home order through April 30th to go along with the governor, who is saying unless there are people in your own household, you are forget the numbers of gatherings of 10 or more, that they are clamping down to say you either stay at home, you're outside for essential business like gas in the car or groceries. And as part of everything else, if they're not in your own household, you are not to be congregating with them. Nick, your sex life sucks right now, and I'm sorry, pal.
Nick's going to have to file
up at the end of the show, huh? Mm. Huh?
We might bring it up at the start of it. Then everybody's going
to
chime in.
Yeah, there's no real estate for me to respond.
Well, go ahead, Nick. Tell him what you want to tell him.
I have nothing. I have nothing to say.
Team blank, Nick. Team blank. Okay, so that does it for a Tuesday. We got a Way Back Wednesday coming up tomorrow. We appreciate all you guys being suspects and participating in the show. And, of course, hey, calls, because we're going to be doing this for a while now, it looks like, from remote locations. You can call tomorrow, text, or hit us up on Twitter as we roll into a Way Back Wednesday and the rest of the week. We hope to see you suspects along the way. For Barry and Nick, I'm Joel. Have a great night, everybody. We'll talk to you tomorrow. The Blitz is next, ESPN 97.5.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not. Yeah, boy.